Blog Talk Radio.
I think it's a little odd, you know, because they call it social media, not address book media. But we're going to get into all of that. But we're going to talk about the administrative side of social media and how it affects me, you, us, we. YS Books is in the house. I said YS Books is in the house. It's good to see you from you. Thanks for coming on through. And yeah, it's always good to have my eyes on you and in the place to be on Instagram. I see my man, Serge, comedian Sergio Santana, my man, 75 grand. What's going on, my G? And also, Mona is in the house, but that's not her name on Instagram. Her name is Love Haven. Good name for you. Love Haven, what's good? How y'all feeling? What's actually goody? So we're going to get into that tonight. YS Books, Yvette Stokes is all up in the house, going all the way back to the 1977. What's good? Yeah, the 1977. Anyway, Urban Therapy with Sun 752. Is this your daily? The daily go get a miserable show. We do this every single day. And the DG will do the same. We break it down, baby. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. I'm your host, Sun752, a.k.a. Omar, with the rrrr. And if you can't say Omar with the well, then you just say Omar with the R. The Daily Go Get Him is the show going down right now. We're talking about the ridiculousness of the social media machine. The ridiculousness of the social media machine. So now we're going to have a little bit of conversation about the crazy shit, the ridiculous shit, the off the wall, the over the top shit that you have seen people do on social media. And you wonder, damn, is it really that important to have that much attention, to draw that much attention to yourself? Well, evidently to a lot of people, it is that important, because it would be different if it was just one or two people, but you see hundreds doing it. Isn't that right? Putting all of your business out there. You know, relationship issues. My baby mom put me out there on Facebook. My baby dad put me out there on Facebook. He showed you how the whole crib looked, and he had my family get in shook, and it was going down. I can't believe you played me like that now, and I don't know how, and wow. I said, wow, they put my paycheck on the social media and blocked the name out, but everybody knew who the fuck that was. That shit is wrong, yo. Yeah, it's wrong, cuz. But we had to let it go down. And now I'm all out there right now. And I'm about to strike back. And I'm about to get back. And I'm about to let y'all know that I don't know how to act. And yo, the eyes are stacked against me acting kind of right. But I'm heading down tonight. And I'm ready to fight. And what you talking about? Yeah, First Amendment is my right. Freedom of speech. That's a lot of what we're talking about when we start talking about social media and what we are able to post, what we are able to share, what we are able to express about ourselves. The First Amendment. But as you know, when you are exercising your First Amendment, which is, you know, right to freedom of speech, you also have to take into consideration the privatization of any entity that you may be involved with. So although you have the right to say anything that you want to say, you cannot say things that threaten people, and you cannot act in a manner that is unbecoming of someone that is utilizing a service or violating the rules of a private company. And that's what we're dealing with when we talk about Facebook. So, I have a lot of information to share with y'all tonight. It's deep shit. It's deep shit because there's a lawsuit being brought against Facebook right now for breaking antitrust laws. And antitrust laws are basically monopolies. Right now, Facebook owns Facebook, and they also own Instagram, and they also own WhatsApp. Now, a lot of y'all may not be on WhatsApp. WhatsApp is a very, very good communication tool for people who live out in the Caribbean or in other countries, because you're able to call people on their cell phone without any cell phone charges, without any international rates. And you can also video chat. Well, you can do the same thing with Facebook Messenger, but it's a little different on WhatsApp. At least people think that it's a little bit different because they think that they are talking on a service that is separate from social media, but Facebook owns that. Yeah, Facebook owns WhatsApp. So all of your Jamaican friends that you've been video chatting with, you know, showing your asses and titties and, you know what I mean, your twat and dick and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, Facebook owns that. Now, they won't let you do all of that stuff on Facebook, but they'll let you do it on WhatsApp, because WhatsApp is more like a phone call. There are no groups. There is no community. There is nowhere for you to post anything. It's just me talking to you, you talking to me, you know. And we share pictures and stuff like that, and it's way faster than probably your text messaging app. You send somebody something on WhatsApp, it gets there like that. You text, look, man, I switch from Metro PCS to T-Mobile. And T-Mobile owns Metro PCS, but when I would send pictures on my text messaging app that came with the phone, sometimes I send you a picture today, you get that shit next week. Like, yo, I got that shit. Oh, yeah, happy Thanksgiving to you, too, oh. Thanksgiving? What, you forgot to tell me that on Thanksgiving? No, you just text me Thanksgiving. Look, it's saying right here. Like, damn if it didn't. But you text somebody that shit on WhatsApp, and it goes through immediately. And that shit opened your eyes about something. Why would the transmission of an app that is more public
than your private line. Why would that go through faster? You would think that on your private line, the servers wouldn't be clogged and it would go through faster. But it doesn't work that way. So we're going to take a look at all of that.
Some of y'all may not even know what I mean by server. Your server. Basically, your server is the machine, the tool, the vessel that allows you to be able to transmit and send and receive information quickly. And when too many people are using a service, of course, it's going to slow down. It's like being in a traffic jam. Too many people on the streets, you're not going to be able to get to a place as fast as you normally would, because you're going to get, you know, stopped by lights and congestion, passengers, and the pedestrians and things like that. So it's the same principle that applies on the internet, on the World Wide Web. The World Wide Web, www. Some people don't even know that www, which we don't need to write anymore, stands for World Wide Web. You know what I'm saying? Some people call it the interweb. Anyway, that's what we're talking about tonight, the ridiculousness of the social media machine. We're going to explore how Black people in particular are being dealt with, treated on social media versus the way some others may be getting or being dealt with and treated. And I'm not, don't get me wrong, don't think that that this is a personal show. Like, oh, he just mad because he was in Facebook jail and all of that. I am mad because I was in Facebook jail. Because when you see the reason that I was in Facebook jail versus some of the things that I know that you have seen on social media, it's like, damn, oh, yeah, that ain't cool. Big Brother is always watching, though. I do these shows every day. And although I'm not blowing up, it doesn't mean that they're not watching and paying attention to the messages that I'm sending to people, that I'm putting out there, because they know that once certain information starts to get to certain people, something is going to happen. So who's to say that they're not paying me that type of attention on some old, Yeah, I see you, son. I see you. Oh, yes, I do. I'm going to come on through. So let's get into it. Hold on. Let me shout out some of my people. Some of my people came in there. Make sure that y'all hit that like button, man. Make sure y'all hit the like button. Hit the like button. Make sure that you share the show and make sure that you subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. This is the Daily Go Get a Business Show, and we do this every single day. We do this every single day. 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I think it looks like that somebody wants to. Let me find out. Hold on. Yo, Mona. Hey, Love Haven, did you wanna go live? Because we can do it. We can talk about this together if you have some information that you want to share. Let me see. Wait a minute. Anyone who can see this person's videos will be able to watch this. Well, it looked like you sent me a request, but it's telling me. You didn't. Okay, all right. Let me cancel the request then. Let me cancel the request. It came up that you were requesting to go live with the God. That you was requesting to go live. It's all good though. It's all good. Yeah, I mean, I'll see you on another video. It's all good. Love is love. All right. Let me give a shout out to my people. Carol Chamber, let me favorita. Is all up in the house. And my big sis, Robin Ming, is always here to swing and do a thing. She don't swing as in, you know, messing around. But I mean that she swings in other words. She's down. Word. Good to see y'all, man. Thanks for coming through. So, yeah, we're talking about the ridiculousness of the social media machine. Are Black people being targeted on Facebook? One of the reasons, the chief reason why I thought about this topic tonight, and I wanted to do this topic, because I was going to do another topic tonight. I said, nah, we're going to do this shit tonight. When I found out that Facebook was being sued with this antitrust shit, I said, wait a minute. Now, I'm thinking free enterprise. You can buy as many businesses as you want and put them under your name. But I guess, you know, evidently someone sees it differently. And they're saying, if Facebook is basically manipulating all of the social media outlets, so no matter where you go, you are going to be under the rules and regulations of Facebook. Yeah, I do have a problem with that, being as though our people, by the evidence that I have been unfairly targeted, demonized. We've been put on blast up in this bitch. We've been put on blast. What's going on? Emily Dunlap in the house. I said Emily. Yeah. So, let me bring this lawsuit up. Let me see. All right. Lawsuit against Facebook for violating antitrust laws.
According to Wall Street Journal, Washington, the Federal Trade Commission, and a bipartisan group of 46 states filed broad antitrust lawsuits against Facebook Inc., FB minus 1.93% on Wednesday, alleging the social media giant engaged in a years-long campaign to buy up or freeze out nascent technology companies that one day might have become rivals.
So you understand what happened here. See, I wouldn't have been able to explain it that way. 46 states are waging this lawsuit. This is a class action suit with 46 states are saying, wait a minute. So y'all freezing out other companies and shit to make sure that y'all have no competition. So at the end, there'll be nothing but Facebook and Twitter, because Facebook and Twitter will own everything else. Mainly Facebook will own everything else, and eventually they'll swallow up Twitter. Twitter has probably gotten a shot in the arm because of Donald Trump. Think about it. Donald Trump was free advertising for Twitter, Twitter.com. Donald Trump was free advertising for Twitter.com, and the shit has worked famously for the last 5 years. No, not 4 years, 5 years, because he started tweeting all reckless and crazy before he became president. He started doing it when he was campaigning. So he's their superstar. So you know that on Twitter, what you might tweet, which might be taken down, flagged, and you may receive a warning for it. I'm not down with Twitter enough to know if they have a Twitter jail or if they put you on timeout or whatever like Facebook does. But I know that even Donald Trump has had some posts taken down by Twitter, but very little. He has been very reckless. You want to talk about putting out false information? The president of the United States putting out this bullshit false information like it ain't no thing. Like, ain't no thing, and they let that shit go through. They may flag it and say that it's untrue, but they don't take it down. Why? Because he has brought them so many subscribers. And you think, you wonder, well, how does Facebook and how does Twitter and how do they all make money anyway? Well, let's talk about that. Let's talk about how they make money. First of all, they make money by advertising. Things come up on your pages, especially when you have a large following. And see, with Twitter, they don't have a cap on how many followers you can have like Facebook does. Facebook only wants you to have 5,000 friends. So they're already exercising a lot of control over how you handle your social business. Now, for years, I've heard people talking about, and I've gotten memes and notifications talking about Facebook is about to start charging. They're about to start charging. People all up in arms, like, oh my God, how are you gonna start charging for Facebook? How are you gonna charge for social media? People start bitching when you start talking about charging them for something that they use a lot. because they figure that it's going to go up with the usage. But I tell you what, first of all, it's not going to happen. And I'm going to tell you why it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen, number one, because they don't need it to happen. They're already making enough. They need it. It'd be nice because they have so much of it, so many of them, that it would be nice to, you know, get a couple of dollars, $5, $5 a month or something like that from each subscriber. But I'm going to tell y'all some of the reasons why I don't think it's going to happen. But let me just keep it, let me keep it pushing. They advertise on your page. They're hooked up with Google and all of that shit. So you, many of y'all know, have experience when y'all go on, when y'all go on, when you go to google.com or whatever, and you Google something, a product, or look up something, and all of a sudden it's on your Facebook feed when you log in. What a coincidence. What a fucking coincidence.
I found this on the web.
Ah, shut the fuck up. You shut up. The hell? This shit. Hold on, y'all. My damn PC timed out on me. This is bullshit. But yeah, like I was saying, they don't need your money because the advertising that they get from when you log on to certain sites and when you do online shopping and things like that, they subliminally get into your purchasing business and advertise things that look a lot cheaper. You think you're getting something exclusive? Like, look, they sent it right to my page, and look, it's cheaper than the one that I looked at online. Well, you think they're not getting paid for that? They are. It's just like TV commercials. When you watch TV and you don't have cable, how do you think they're getting paid? They're getting paid by the sponsors. The way it works is they figure that if a lot of people are watching the advertisement of this product, then they'll go out and buy it. And guess what? They're right. Everybody's not going to go out and buy it, but it may, way more people will go out and buy that product than whatever they spent on that TV commercial. And our dumbasses feed into the stupid shit like on the Super Bowl. Oh, yeah, look at the commercials on the Super Bowl. No other time on TV do you give a shit about commercials. That's supposed to be the time when you go out to the bathroom to get a drink, get something to eat, stretch out. But on the Super Bowl, you're actually watching the commercials. Some people don't even like the game. They're watching for the goddamn commercials. You think that's just a coincidence? They've made you believe that shit. They've subliminally advertised to you to watch the advertising, and you do it hook, line, and sinker. Oh, my God, look at that commercial. Oh, my God, look at that. Oh, my. Listen, so this is why they don't. This is why social media does not have to charge you. It's the machine. They already got it. They got you. And you're on every day. Some people all day every day. So, yeah, Love Haven says, yes, and you see it over and over. Yes, you do. Oh, by the way, if you want to stop all of that bullshit, and you want to surf the web and go to places privately, you have to get a private network. Well, you know, what do they call it? What do they call a service on? Not DNS. VPN, virtual private network, something like that. A VPN. You need a VPN. If you purchase a VPN, then you will not see. You'll go to Google, go to any other shopping sites or whatever. You won't see that shit advertised. And they won't be able to follow you from place to place and place because you have a virtual private network and that you're not part of the regular server that everybody else is surfing from. So they can't track you as well as they can do everybody else. Don't get it twisted. It doesn't make you totally invisible. And you do have to pay for a VPN. But it's well worth it if you don't, you know, if you have big brother issues, which I should really have. Big brother issues, baby. Big brother issue. He be watching. Big brother be watching. All right. So to keep it a stack with y'all, I hope and I wish that for some people, I wish they would just let me pay for Facebook. I want to pay for it. And I'm going to tell you why I want to pay for it. Because when you pay for something, then you get what you pay for. The same way as when you get something for free, you don't have no rights. We're running around here on Facebook using a free service. Talk about they can't do this to me. They can't do that to me. You ain't do it to them. It don't matter. You're at their mercy. You have signed off on that agreement. Yeah, all that shit that you signed and pressed I agree to when you signed up for Facebook or any other social media site. All of that stuff that you didn't feel like reading or you didn't think that really applied because you wasn't on there for no business anyway. But yeah, you basically signed away your ability or your right to be able to dispute the laws or the rules that they implement about the way that you express yourself on social media. So they, you know, take away your ability to be as social as you want to be. So what if you paid for it? I'm like, please charge me, because there ain't going to be no Facebook jail if you charge me. Won't be no Facebook jail. I say what the fuck I want to say. I pay this money. Oh, yeah, I posted dick pics all over the place. But I can do that, though, because I pay for this. You want to charge me extra? That's on you. But I pay for this. Are y'all understanding what I'm talking about? And is that my girl E. Farrow? What up, E? E. Farrow is all up in the house. E. Farrow. You know what I mean? A candy-coated... Candy coated nights, is that what it's called? You know, your girl Candy Burris. She was a producer. She was a producer for the Candy Burris show. I'm still waiting for you to put me on, E. I don't give a fuck what you say or nobody say. I'm better than all the motherfuckers. And you know how long I've been doing this shit. Anyway. Yeah. See, when you don't pay for something, you don't regulate nothing. You ain't got nothing to say. It's like living under somebody's roof and you ain't paying no rent. So no, you don't say or have any say so about what goes on in this house. You don't pay for nothing in here. So you shut the fuck up, you follow the rules, or you get put the fuck out. And that's basically what Facebook and Instagram and Twitter and all of them are doing. See, Donald Trump and people like that don't have to pay. They are bringing money in. They don't want to lose anybody like that. They don't want to lose him. He is number one. He is their number one subscriber. So he is putting money in their pocket, baby. What up, Sky Blue? Thanks for coming north through. I'm glad to see some of you. Oh, yeah, that's 100% true. But, yeah. So, because we don't pay for it, even though some of us thinking, but I wouldn't want to pay anyway. Well, I do. You know, I got on Facebook for networking. I didn't get on here to flash my dick or, you know what I'm saying, or, you know, or catch a date or nothing like that. That's not what I got on here for. I got on here so I could, you know, do my video thing. I was doing my radio thing and all of that. I'm still doing both. And I'm trying to, you know, I'm trying to make some money out of this shit. That's what I'm here for. Even though, you know, I still play. It's all good. It's all good. Love is love, baby. Love is love, baby. But if they allow people who want to be reckless, want to be crazy, if they allow them to pay for it, all right. But see, they don't want to lose their autonomy. They don't want to lose their authority to be able to govern how you how you rock out on social media. It's really very simple. Hold on, y'all. I ain't even had a camera on me. People that came up in here. You know what I'm saying? I need to holler at y'all. You know, say a little hi. Carol Chamberlain says, Omar, I was just reading about that. Oh, yeah. Oh, it's real. T. Carrie Wright is down here tonight, and I'm glad to have you in my sights. You know it's right. And who else do I see? Is that Dana looking back at me? It's Cinderella, Dana Dane. Well, it's the woman, Dana Dane, with famous Cinderella, Dana Dane. Well, it's the woman, Dana Dane, with fame. And also, Stacy Cook. S. Cook, it's always a good look. I'm glad you came through. You never leave me shook. Speaking of S. Cook. Well, anyway, let me put it this way. I saw some things today that got under my skin. That got under my skin. Y'all know I run a few groups on it. And one of my groups, got a little notification because Facebook goes around and they target little black groups. You know, they target little black groups like, so y'all keeping certain people out of groups, huh? Okay. Well, let me make sure that y'all behavior in there is impeccable, since, you know, we can't stop y'all from putting certain people in. But we can sure make sure that you behave yourself while you're in here, since y'all ain't paying for nothing. So they flagged some posts that came up. And I was like, when I saw the fucking post that they flagged. Now, y'all know they put me in Facebook jail for violating community standards on hate speech. Because I said that women were greedy for eating off of men's plates when they go out to dinner. That's all I said. Women were greedy for eating off of men's plates when they go out to eat. And that was violating community standards on hate speech. I can see if y'all said it was, I mean, I could see if they said that's violating community standards on hater speech. Because, yeah, maybe I sound like a hater. Like, you hating because she get to eat off a man's plate because your girl ate off your plate. Look at you mad. Okay. But you put me in Facebook jail for 7 days over that shit. The first time, you put me in Facebook jail for 3 days for that bullshit. Then 7 days. So I'm not a stupid man. I know what's coming after that. After that, it's going to be 30 days. And after that, bye, account. 5,000 friends. Start all over, nigga. That's what's going to happen. And I see it. So over some dumb shit, I'm going to lose my channel. But here's the thing. When I saw these motherfucking posts that they flagged saying that, you know, this could hurt the integrity of your group and you could fuck around and lose your group if you keep letting your members post this bullshit. So they said that somebody posted something that went against their community standards on nudity. Said nudity? Who the fuck is posting nudity in the group? I went to the motherfucking post. I went to the post, and you know what the post was? Nope. First of all, they had a whole line. They had a whole list of people who had posted this shit that went against community standards. A whole list of them. So I'm like, yeah, I see what's going to happen. But this post was Al Bundy. Remember Al Bundy? You know, Married with Children? You know how Al Bundy used to put his, you know, he used to do this. He used to put his hands down his pants.
But he did it TV style. He only did it like this. And that's what the picture was. That violated nudity and sexual content. I was like, they used to do this on network TV. I could see if, you know, if they had Al doing the real thing, like men really do when they grab their dick when they watch the TV. No! He used to do this. You still saw his hand. And that's the post that they flagged. And they told me that from now on, for the next 7 days, that person has to have their post approved by the admins and the moderators of the group. So they can't just post. When they post, I'll get a notification saying such and such wants to post. So I'll have to make sure that that's a good post. Because if the post ain't right and I approve it, then that goes against the group. So if the person doesn't know I was involved with, I mean, if the person doesn't know that I wasn't involved with that thing, they think that, y'all getting like that. Y'all making me approve my post. Everybody else get the post, but I got to get mine approved. No. I would never do no shit like that. So they did it for me because they know I wouldn't do that. So they did it for me and to us. So I said, yeah, I'm talking about that shit tonight. I'm a little bit, I'm feeling some kind of way. This is too fucking much. It happened to me. It happened to too many people that I know. You know, now they Facebook groups used to be private. You used to be able to raise. So, what see it when they tried to, you know, search for the group in their search in their search bar on Facebook or whatever, it wouldn't come up. If your group was listed secret, it used to be called secret. They took away secret because people were doing whatever they wanted to do and saying whatever the fuck they wanted to say in the secret group. They said, no more secret. Now it's just private. So people can't just, you know, openly see your group and they can't search for it. But other people can add them. And they basically took away a little bit of your stealth. But they also took away your ability to have your people do what they wanted to do. So it was a whole lot of freak groups when you had the secret groups, when you could mark your group as secret. You know, it was like, well, this is a secret group. But, you know, when screenshots came in, it kind of, you know. So it wasn't really no such thing as being secret once that happened. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm talking. I'm not reading. Let me see what y'all talking about. Let me see what y'all talking about. Hold on. YS Book says Facebook and YouTube are doing the same thing, and not just to us. Plenty are complaining. Twitter has even blocked posts from the government. It's different because it is us. You know, YouTube is stopping people's money. That's what YouTube is doing because YouTube pays. So they want to stop you from getting money. They figure like, well, if you are running your channel, even though you got a whole lot of subscribers, but if you're saying things that won't allow us to be able to push advertisers your way, but we got to pay you because you got all of these subscribers and all of these views, yeah, we got to do something about that. Why? Because you're winning, and we can't allow you to win. The house always has to win. So if you on there talking some racist shit or some anti-government shit or whatever, even though we used to let you be able to do that before, we can't let you do that no more because we're paying you. And whoever is paying is the one who determines how it's playing. If I'm paying, I decide how it's playing and who's playing. That's what YouTube is doing. I'm talking about Facebook is doing this to the average subscriber. And they're not doing this to white people. They just not. And let me ask y'all something. Do you know any white people that been in Facebook jail? I don't know none.
Not one motherfucking one. I ain't never heard of white people, a white person complaining about, yo, man, he fucking put me in Facebook jail for a week. You know, because I said Amy was a cunt. I said Amy was a cunt. That's all I said. And she was a fucking cunt, man. Seriously, she's a fucking cunt. No, you don't hear that shit. They put me in Facebook jail for 7 days because I said that women are greedy for eating off of men's plates. Like that offends anybody in the world. But they'll let me say all this shit about niggas, bitches, fucking sexual, all kinds of sexual talk and all. Y'all know how I talk when I'm on a show, on a post. So nah. You follow the money and you find the truth. You follow the money and that's where you'll find the truth. Love Haven said, Mona said no. She don't know no white people who've been in Facebook jail either. None. I sure know a lot of white people on Facebook, but I never heard them say. And you ain't gonna tell me that they ain't never post no foul shit now. Come on, man, stop playing with me. Stop it. Shit. That post that they flagged was a picture of a white person. What, no nudity? He's fully dressed. Al Bundy. Shit, he never even wore a tank top. And they didn't give, they don't offer you a chance to dispute that. Like, because I wanted to. I'm like, nah, I don't agree with this shit. That ain't no fucking violation. You're like, nope, not an option. You go ahead, handle your member, or we gonna handle your group. That's what you do. Wyatt's book says that's called cookies. It will last for 24 to 48 hours. Yeah, I understand cookies, and I also understand algorithms. I understand all of that shit, but I also understand targeting, and I understand profiling, and I don't make excuses for when I see this shit. That's all. That's all. Let me see. It's targeted marketing. Oh, you're talking about with the app, when you see the shit advertising your page. I have used it on Facebook to sell books. That's what's up. Chrome has an incognito feature, which works like a VPN. Right. Drive traffic to your own website. That's cool. Then you can post what you want. Mm-hmm. I pay $170 a year for my domain. That's what's up. Okay. Carol says, I saw that post and I responded with the LOL. Facebook is crazy as hell. Yeah, well, you won't respond to that post no more. Because they took it. They act like they ain't want me to see it. And they're like, the content that we're going to show you is sensitive. So, you know, get ready. Get the fuck out of here. Yo! As Cook says, they don't ban the original post. So if so, it wouldn't circulate. Exactly. They got their eye on certain people like, oh. Pew. Like shooting ducks in a pond. Cal says, I can't think of any either. You don't know no white person. You've never even heard a white person complain about being in Facebook jail. I don't even think they know what Facebook jail is. You know what I'm saying? Yo. We used to talk about the Facebook police until they actually started enforcing shit. And this is a real thing. Facebook jail. You can't post for this long. You on timeout. Don't you do that again. Now, don't get me wrong. I do think that some things should be regulated. What's going on, Chrissy Love 40? Hey, Chrissy Cook Carter all up in the house. How y'all feel about it? Good to see you. You know, I don't think that it's cool to have all that nudity and all of those personal situations that people have put on blast on social media. I'm not advocating for that shit. I don't think that that's cool. All of the bullying, all of the the defamation of character that I've seen, you know, that kind of shit. I don't condone any of that kind of stuff. But I do condone freedom of speech as long as it's not offensive, directly offensive and targeted towards somebody else. I do believe that you should be able to get your shit off. And evidently, other people believed it too because they're able to do it, and that's the law that they made, a law that's on the book. You're talking about the First Amendment. Somebody made that the First Amendment. The First Amendment to the Constitution of the United States. Okay. But when you start, see, all right, how many of y'all were on MySpace before y'all found out about Facebook? I didn't even know Facebook was around in 2006. I hadn't heard of Facebook until like 2008. That's when I first heard of it. But it was around 2006. 2006, MySpace was popping. But it was a whole lot of crazy shit, a whole lot of chaos, a whole lot of immaturity, a whole lot of recklessness and ratchetness on MySpace. It was. Can't deny it. It was a whole lot of crazy shit on MySpace. But it was fun. It was dope. You could have music on your profile. People come to your page and they hear your favorite song that you chose playing in that shit, and you wrote whatever you wanted to write. That's how that worked. You had your top friends list. So the people that you was cool with, you know what I mean, they was on your page. Like, yeah, this is my top 10. This is my top 10 friends list. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? You want to be on my top 10. You know what I mean? You got to be special. Plus, MySpace was excellent for entertainers, business people, and things like that. Comedians, rappers, singers, actors. MySpace was the shit. Way better. When I saw Facebook, I was like, this shit garbage. There's no competition for MySpace. But see, Facebook was supposed to be the place where people who were mature, you know, that was the grown-up. That was the grown-up social media. Even though students had started using it first. High school students and college students, they were using it. But when we found out that it was a way to connect with people that we hadn't seen in decades, it was like, oh yeah, because they made you use your real name. No monikers. You wanted to use your moniker, you wanted to use your stage name or your nickname, you had to make your own, you had to make a page, a fan page. Other than that, your personal page, limit of 5,000 friends, because nobody has more than 5,000 friends in real life, right? Now, certainly you couldn't have traveled enough to have met 5,000 people that you could connect with on some level in your life. But yeah, so that's like, yeah, over here on Facebook, you know, I'm connected with people I haven't seen from college and high school and grade school and all that kind of stuff. No, this is great. Plus, I can look them up by their real name. So this is getting rid of Ancestry. I mean, not Ancestry. What was the shit? What was that service that you would use to find people that you haven't talked to in a long time to see if they were online? What was that shit called? Not Ancestry.com. It was, I'm drawing a total blank. But you had to pay for it. I do remember that. You had to pay for it. Facebook came. If they had an account on there, you just plug it in the search engine, and boom, they came up. Yo, I haven't seen you in such a long time. I said, I haven't seen you in. You said AOL. No, not AOL. Not AOL. By the way, I still have an AOL email address. Yes, I do. And an MSN email address. Yes, I do. Sun752@AOL. Make a muscle at MSN. Yeah. If shit still works, I don't get rid of it. Motherfuckers be like, you still got that old ass? What, did it expire? Like, yo,
It's so old and worn out. You can't even send me email on this shit. Yeah, you can send me an email. I got the same phone number since 2003. I ain't running from motherfuckers. You know what I mean? The shit works. Shit works. That's right. SUN752@AOL. Send me an email. Send me an email. You want to send me an email? Make a muscle at MSN. MSN. Make a muscle. MakeAMuscle. Make a muscle. All right. Grits and Wavy. All up in the house. What up, Grits and Wavy? How y'all feeling, man? Good to see you.
Like his book says, I belong to several RV groups. They are blocking and suspending other people. Okay. I don't know them. I ain't seen them. They don't ban them on hate speech either. No disputes. Even in some author groups, they are blocking for book covers. Yeah, they block your money. That's why they won't let you share. Like, if I start sharing, that's why I ask y'all to share for me. Because if I share, they'd be like, once you get above 5 shares, we're gonna stop people from being able to see it. Like, yeah, you're sharing, but they ain't seeing it. But you just keep on going, though. You just keep on going. You go. But if you pay Facebook to boost your post, which I've done, and you see the difference. I boosted one of these shows. I paid for it to be boosted for like 5 or 6 days. The post barely went up in views. It started off with like, let's say 77 views. By the time it finished, it had like 150 likes. But the views only went up to like 130. I'm like, what are y'all liking? How did you manage to like the post 150 times, but it ain't even 150 views? And it had comments. I was like, interesting. Kind of made me think that those likes wasn't real. See, they couldn't fake the views. That's a YouTube thing. But I don't know if those likes was real. I don't know.
Was I talking about classmates.com? Uh-uh. But you on the right track.
It was a way to find anybody that you hadn't talked to in a while. It wasn't specific to classmates or old flames or anything. I'm sorry, Mo. I got nothing. Carol says, I stumbled across MySpace and I didn't care for it. Well, don't matter, because you on Facebook and you got the same shit. Now, Carol, we've been in the same groups for years. The shit that we have seen, the behavior of our peers that we have seen, basically, we have seen motherfuckers surround one person who didn't agree with something and seen them get eaten like fucking like somebody threw a steak to a pack of wolves. Kidding me? Y'all motherfuckers is all over 50 years old. A bunch of mean girls and boys. It's crazy. Talking about what they'll do to you. Oh, you don't want to fuck with me because I'll do this to you or I'll find out where you... I'm like, what are y'all doing? What you doing? What I'm doing now? Okay. As Cook says, music on MySpace was the shit. Man, people became actual artists because they was able to push they music on MySpace. You could sell your music on MySpace. Legitimately. And people was doing it. It was dope. That's part of how Papoose broke up. You don't have no Papoose album. To this day, you do not have a Papoose album. Not an official one. You have plenty of mixtapes. But Papoose, the rapper that we all know, husband of Remy Ma, was rumored to have had a $1.5 million contract to do an album when he was with K-Slay. Never came out. Not one track. Not one album sale. Nothing. Nothing. But Papoose singles on MySpace was the shit. I had the Papoose bang. It's a great rapper. Really great. A lot of dream. Extremely good delivery. It's a great rapper. Yeah. I like Papoose. But I was hearing Papoose shit first on MySpace. She was popping. Chrissy Love says, I mean, melanated people. Oh, yeah. That's the black social media site. And I like melanated people. I got an account over there. I'm a friend you over there, Chris. You got to find out your name. Mine is Sun752. Surprising, right? Melanated people let you do what the fuck you want to do. The only thing about melanated people that I get a little leery of is I feel like I have to be 100% pro-black all the time, like with my posts and melanated people. I'm like, I can't just wild out. I can't just, you know, like it feels different. It's like, I feel like I gotta straighten up and fly right when I'm on melanated people. But it's a great site. Black-owned business. And you, no limitation to your posts and all of that. You write a book on that shit. It's kind of dope. They got nice backgrounds, too. I kind of like them. Red, black, and green shit. Pretty cool. Love Haven says, I still have my password. Me, too. I can't remember my password, though. I can't remember that shit. I can't remember. Lil, my man, Larry. What's going on, man? Larry. Now, that talk about an artist. Hey, Larry, did you have a MySpace account when it was out? You should have. My man, Larry, man, he's a great artist. Great artist. We've been trying to get him on this show for a minute. Larry, get at me, dog. We're going to get you on it. Chrissy says, nah, the people I view is wild. Okay, that's what's up. Well, Chris, I should have known you find the wild people. You know what I mean? Japan-aged people. Oh, you meant to say melanated. You said Japan-aged people. What you doing? Love Haven says, I miss MySpace. That's what I'm talking about. I love Zayn, too. However, I didn't think that she was a he merely because of the way she wrote in the beginning. Oh, Zayn, the artist. Look like Jeanne. All right. Karen Zayn says, I have AOL, MSN, Gmail, Hotmail, and go on some of them occasionally. Look, the shit still work, man. It still works. You know what I mean? My brother Ansel Jones is in the house. What's going on, my brother Ansel Jones? But when I was talking about the ridiculousness of the social media machine, you know what I mean, that's undeniable, man. It's undeniable that certain people are targeted on social media. They flagged, and it's like, you know how it is.
Once you're flagged, you're on that radar all at all times.
And that light is on you. So you start racking up violations and shit. It's like when you start getting written up too many times at a job, you know what's going to happen. Surely, Cheryl, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. Surely, Cheryl, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. What's going on, my? Are you good to see you come through? Even though you're a little late, you probably thought I was late, but I wasn't late today. Yo, no way. Hey, I did it today. We're going to get out of here in a few minutes, man. We ain't gonna take it over too much longer. You know, but I wanted to pull y'all a coattail about this thing, man. Listen, 46 states are bringing a class action suit against Facebook for violating antitrust laws. You know, I mean, they're trying to buy up all the social media sites. So no matter where you go, you'll be under the Mark Zuckerberg label, or should I say brand. So you'll have to abide by his rules and regulations. And you can't tell me that black people are not targeted on Facebook. They even say that on the news. The national news has talked about it like, yo, black people be getting a raw deal on Facebook. Yeah, they be getting the business. And it's true. The closer I get to you, the more you make me see. By giving you all I got, your love has captured me. Oh, oh. Okay. All right. Sherry says, the people are crazy. You on social media, and I'm one of So what? Nobody said you couldn't be crazy. What they said was that you couldn't violate other people, you couldn't bully, you couldn't act like you had a bully, like you was pulling the shirt strings, or should I say the puppet strings. You couldn't make people do what you want to do. You can't say what you wanted to say. If you're going to insult motherfuckers every day, you got to sit back, relax, and chill. And I'm about to say, yo, hi, what's up? For real. My girl, Charlene Curry. What's going on, Charlene? How you feeling, Charlene? Good to see me, some of you, my. Always. And I will love you so for always. So it's time for us to rage against the machine, man. We got, honestly, we really do need to devise some type of plan, you know, to keep ourselves from not just, it's the defaming of the character that I have a problem with. You know, if you want to put somebody out of your club, you know, whatever, that's one thing. They don't fit in, they don't fit in. That's another thing. But if you're going to try to make, if you're only going to really look at certain people to make an example out of them and to regulate them with shit. I mean, you would think that we were just used to that kind of shit, right? But they need to start letting us pay for this shit so we can be like, nah, uh-uh. When you go to a store and you want a product, are you going to let the owner of the store tell you which one you can pick? You go into a furniture store, what they going to tell you? Oh, no, you got to buy the black lacquer. Excuse me, black man, black woman. You know y'all like black lacquer. You need black lacquer with brass handles. Yeah, that's what you need. You need that in your living room and your bedroom. You know, you black, so you used to that. You need something with, like, Black Panthers on it. You know, some kind of big cat. You know how y'all like black lacquer. Y'all like, you know, big cats and shit that look furry or velvety. So you need some black lacquer and you need some pictures with some black velvety cats on it, shit. I don't care how much money you get or that you have. No, you can't buy the good wood. You need black lacquer. That's what you need, black person. Be happy with that. Don't you live in the hood? You know? Black lacquer, baby. Black lacquer. You're not going for that. You paying your good money, you're going to get what you pay for. And you're going to pick and choose what you accept and what you reject. Simple as that. So, yeah, there's a reason they don't want you to pay for this shit, yo. And there's a reason why they're going to keep the service for free. It's just like welfare. It's never going away. Never going away. Why? Because it makes money. It generates revenue. They keep saying that it's taking away your tax money. No, the fuck it ain't. They're taking away your tax money. That program makes money. Democrats and Republicans. So both of them are lying if they ever say that they're just helping people. No, they're getting paid. The only programs that exist in government are revenue-generating programs. There are no others. Not any others that don't get swallowed up by some other money-making expenditures. That just doesn't work that way. No. Also says, people have different personalities in public. Well, if you're the same person, if you are the exact same person on social media as you are in person, and you be showing out on social media, something is wrong. Like, I ain't the same person, you know, after I turn this camera off as I am when the camera's on. Ask anybody. That's true. Cherry says, so I'm always the same. We don't even know what your voice sounds like. So if I saw you in public, if I saw you out in the street, you wouldn't, since I don't know what you sound like, you'd probably be like, all right, well, let me just write you. You know, two fingers, because only women, no, I can't say that. I was about to say, only women can text with two hands. I can't do that shit. I'm a one-hand texter. I can get the other hand in for like one letter. Like, oh, this shit, the one is all the way up there. Other than that, y'all be like, I still be spelling this shit wrong. This shit crazy. I'm like, oh, yeah. All that speed texting. All that speed texting. All right, let's get on out of here, man. Let's do these birthday shout outs. Let's do the birthday shout outs and get on up out of here. I guess I said what I wanted to say. I said, let's do the birthday shout outs. It's going to be okay, my dear. Yeah. I said, let's do the birthday shout outs. We have some birthday shout outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious audience December 9th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special, because they are special, because they are special, because they are S-E-C-I-A-L. They are S-E-C-I-A-L. They are number one out the box, Christy All turning 42 years old today. Happy birthday to you. And my girl Regina Curison turning 44. Bow, 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 bow. Yeah, 44. Now, word, Regina Curison. Regina Curison. And also, she's raising money. She's raising money for the St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital. That's what's up. Happy birthday to you, and thanks for looking out for charity. And Ernestine Lowry Petcher turning 70 years old today. Do the damn thing, Ernestine. Word up, word up. You said Android has swipe. Yeah, I have swipe. But you know, swipe is really bad when you don't know how to spell. Because I'd be like, sometimes it don't be figuring out what I'm trying to. Nadine Brown. Oh, Brown turning 51 years old today. Happy birthday to you, Nadine. And Shavara Reed turning 26 years old today. Happy birthday, youngin. And Babby Benjamin turning 53 years old today. And she's also raising money for the St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital. And also Daniel Boadu. Turning 27 years old today. Happy birthday, young boy. And Akeisha Bellamy. Happy birthday to you. And my girl that I've known since I was in single digits. My girl, Jennifer Fleming. Jennifer Fleming turning 48 years old today. Happy birthday to you, Jennifer. And also Wayne Corder. Happy birthday to you, Wayne Corder. And he was last but not least, Wayne Corder. I want to say happy birthday to all of you. And anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious December 9th, worldwide, universally, all of y'all go ahead and turn up, but don't turn up too loud, just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. Rock out, rock on it, do the damn, rock out, rock on it, do the damn, rock out, rock on it, do the damn thing. Your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, man, yo, check it out, Pete James. Yo, the ridiculousness of the social media machine. Some people may not think that is ridiculous. Some people feel like it's a private enterprise and they should be able to set the rules and standards for how they do things. And if you don't like it, then use another service. And to a certain degree, they're right. I don't accept it like that because I know that there's give and take in all situations. And just like you say that you're giving a free service, nothing in life is free. I'm giving you something or you would not be targeting me or you would not be saying that I'm violating something if it wasn't something in it for you. So either I'm giving you something or I'm stopping you from having something. I think that they kind of mean the same thing. You're in it for something. Well, just like in any situation, you have to learn how to navigate your way through it. So you, even though you may not like the rules, we all have rules that we have had implemented against us, or at least we may have felt that way, and we had to make the best of it. And we're going to have to do it in this situation, too. This is no different. But, recognize the writing that's on the wall, y'all. It's not, don't let the need to express yourself override your logic and your need to be able to maintain over the long haul. You know what I mean? Whoever lasts the longest in a situation wins that situation. Because when you're the only game in town, then, you know, you make the rules of that game. So don't let them do it like this. Make sure that the only way that you get kicked out of a crib is because you didn't want to live there in the first motherfucking place. So be able to do it like they do it on a sitcom. You know, when somebody get fired on a sitcom, they be like, you're fired. Be like, you can't fire me because I quit. In real life, you're going to take that fire because, you know, if you quit, you ain't going to be able to collect that unemployment. Be like, you're fired. Okay. You be like, no, you can't fire me because I quit. They be like, okay. Because they may not have had a legitimate reason for firing you. If they don't have a legitimate reason for terminating your employment, then they cannot dispute your unemployment benefits. But if you quit, you don't have a case. Well, there have been some extreme cases where you were able to quit your job and still collect unemployment, but the red tape is ridiculous. And I don't want to promote unemployment because fuck that. That's not a situation that I know most people want to be involved in. I want y'all to have a great night, and I will be here tomorrow night. You know, it's hump day today. We are steamrolling our way to this weekend. You know, it's still the holiday season. I need y'all to be careful out there, please. There's a pandemic going on, people catching the COVID left and right, getting the Rona back and forth, up and down, inside and out. I don't want to see none of y'all suffering with that shit. I want to see my people doing well, and I want to see you prospering, getting all of the money, receiving all of the love, giving all the gifts, and being the best that you possibly could be in this world. Yeah, yes, yes, y'all. Beat, y'all. Fresh, y'all. I turn it out now. And yo, I want my people to stay Rona free, and I want y'all to be down with me. And if y'all can't be down with me right now, I want y'all to set it up for the later. Now, everything is going to be all right. We see y'all on tomorrow night, and we get it right. And that's going to be Throwback Thursday. Let's get real about relationship. Y'all heard. It's going to be okay. We do the shit like every day. No days off. I won't be off. I'ma still come hard. But not too hard. You know, just stay on guard. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death, man. Resuscitate y'all and love you back. Thank you for people coming through on the Instagram side. Y'all know I don't normally get no love over there. So, you know, it's a wonderful thing. Y'all got to do it on Instagram. Hey, look at that Instagram. Make sure y'all share that show on the Instagram, too. Make sure y'all share the show. Definitely on y'all know how we do on the YouTube side and on the Blog Talk side. Ain't nothing going on over there. But, all right, I mean, let's get on up out of here. So, I'm going to get Blog Talk out of here first. All right, Blog Talk. Hold on. Get y'all up out of here. Get back with y'all. Thanks for all.